No!
Emmy-winning Filipino musician and composer based in Los Angeles, California. Ang music niya ay narinig na sa napakaraming movies and TV shows.
One of the reasons kung bakit naman ako naging composer is I love music and I love connecting with other people. That's what will differentiate you from being amateur versus professional. A professional will be able to overcome the challenges. Parang you love the work so much that it is worth going through the hard stuff. I've definitely burned myself out. I've learned to acknowledge, I guess, kapag pagod na ako. Kumapangit din yung product pag hindi ka nakapahinga. I love the trajectory that I took na I started doing first and then learning it. I already knew what questions I had, like what challenges to address. Parang feeling ko mas nasulit yung binayad kong tuition. Ultimately, the end goal is to keep learning, whether it's by doing or by going to school. If you're seeking for improvement, it will take you to the right places. So the reason I came to LA was to improve on my skills.
Were your parents always supportive of, you know, your plans and your career and what you're doing?
It was hard to convince them.
Hey guys, welcome back sa podcast. Our guest natin today is an Emmy-winning Filipino musician and composer based in Los Angeles, California. Nag-work siya before as an in-house composer at Hans Zimmer and Sony ATV's Bleeding Finger Music. Ang music niya ay narinig na sa napakaraming movies and TV shows. Ang most recent ay Island of the Sea Wolves sa Netflix, Eden, Untamed Planet, and Primates, kung saan siya na-awardan ng 2021 News and Documentary Emmy for Outstanding Music Composition. So without further ado, welcome to the show, Miss Denise Santos.
Hello, kumusta?
Hi, hi. So we'll be diving deep into your career. And before anything else, so tong achievements and accolades na to, underneath it all, who is Denise really?
Nako. I think aside from, I mean, one of the reasons kung bakit naman ako naging composer is I love music and I love connecting with other people. So parang behind all the accolades and all the work, I think that's still at my core na I'm someone who loves music and someone who likes connecting with people through music. And I happen to have landed in the world of film composing, but feeling ko even without being a film composer, I make a lot of friendships through music. Like lahat ng mga high school best friends and college best friends ko and current best friends, all my best friends, like all my really good friends, like connected kami through music and art and film. So yeah, I'm very interested in getting to know people and hearing their stories and being able to tell their stories through music.
That's really nice. Natanong ko yun kasi I don't know if na-experience mo na if sometimes pagdating sa like really closest friends natin, like di nila akalain, no, she's into this, ito pala talaga siya, mga ganun. And so thank you for that. And that leads me to my next question, which is this kind of like spectrum between passion and opportunity. I think napakinggan ko na yung ibang podcast mo before we actually started this. So, talagang interested ako sa input mo on this topic. So, lalo sa mga Pinoy, I think common na lalo ng mga panahon dati na ang priority nila is opportunity. So, I don't think they never thought of their passion, pero parang hindi lang siya talaga priority before. So talagang focus on opportunity, mag-ibang bansa, kumita ng pera, then retire eventually. Pero for you, what do you think about like, you know, that spectrum between like passion and opportunity?
Parang nasa gitna ako. Kasi I'm 35. So ang nakita kong example from my parents when they were my age and younger or establishing their lives is more opportunity-based, like you mentioned. So parang yun yung model ko. But then also, yung kinalakihan ko is ang daming messaging of like, follow your dreams. And, di ba? Like, daming mga movies lumabas during our childhood na ganun. So I think, parang pinaghalo ko yung dalawang mindsets. I probably wouldn't have become a composer kung hindi ko rin nakita na it would be an opportunity for me to make a living out of it. Parang that was before I realized na, oh, okay, so pwede ko palang gawing career ito. Before that, niisip ko, yung pagka-musician ko was more of just passion, hobby. And then sineryoso ko siya nung na-realize ko na I can quit my day job and I can do this and it will replace my income or salary that I was making sa day job ko. So I think it was important for me to see na I can put those two together. Tsaka ako nilet go yung full day job ko. Does that make sense?
Yes. But that was very risky, you know?
It was. And I was very, I guess, calculated about it. Parang sinigurado ko na mas malaki yung kinikita ko as a freelance composer versus my day job. Then tsaka ako nag-take ng plunge. Na-realize ko na, okay, if match naman or even more, edi pwede ko rin i-consider yung composing life ko as a job.
Okay. So, may ask, parang, what was that, like, specific moment na parang light bulb moment na okay, this freelancing career as a composer can really take off. So talagang seryosohin ko siya.
I think it was after I finished my very first film. So I was nandyan pa ako sa Manila noon and I did a feature film. It was for SM. Parang SM had a parang film festival. So it was for that. And yung experience ko working with my directors noon, they're also in Manila. Actually, one is in LA, one is in Manila. Dalawa silang director nun eh. Si Bia Katbagan and Jono de Rivera. Yung experience ko working with them, yung collaboration, parang I just had so much fun. Tapos, since we got along so well, they also started recommending me to other director friends of theirs. And parang dumami lang yung parang recommendations. So parang naganahan talaga ako na parang okay, pwede pala akong mag-have fun while working. And the work didn't seem to stop. So parang may assurance na rin for me na kung i-quit ko yung day job ko, I am booked for the next few months. And I was okay with that na it was enough for me to like decide na ito na talaga.
Pero matagal na period yun? Like,
matagal din, oo. Parang, I wanna say, 1 year of parang deciding talaga. Parang A-being na, okay, kaya ko ba talaga? Or hobby lang ba talaga?
Okay. Pero in the span of those years in your career, was your passion for composing always high?
It was, yeah. Kasi I used to play piano and yung piano lessons ko are more classical. So pag nagpa-practice ako, madaming times na parang nililipasan ko yung supposedly na pinapractice ko. Parang I find myself composing instead of practicing.
Galing.
So parang kunyari, 2 hours akong nasa piano. Siguro 30 minutes dun yung actual practice. Tapos parang yung hour and a half, nagko-compose lang ako ng whatever. Parang derived from what I was supposed to be practicing. So I was really into that. Tapos din nung high school ako, I was in a theater club. And dun ako nag-start mag-compose. And meron kaming keyboard na, isang keyboard na pinrovide ng school. Alam mo yung mga Casio na may iba-ibang sounds? Parang may mga preset. So favorite thing ko during downtime was mag-load ako ng preset na kunwari trumpet. Tapos magkocompose ako ng something na babagay sa trumpet, tapos change ko organ naman, o compose ako ng something na babagay sa organ, and parang nawawala lang yung oras pag ginagawa ko yun. So I really, really just enjoyed it.
So talagang passionate ka, no? And do you mean like every parang step of composing, every aspect of composing talagang you're into it? Kasi I asked this question kasi like for me now, unti-unti ko na lang na-discover like ano ba yung passion ko. Like for so many years, parang natrap ako sa ano eh, yung hanap ako ng hanap, nothing seems to click. Pero ngayon, nag-try kami magtayo ng coffee shop, so business in general. It's been around like since 2021.
Wow.
Bukod pa yung times na talagang inaral ko and I was up all night trying to figure things out. Pero,
Galing.
Yeah, thanks. I asked that question kasi although passionate ako, there are times na, or there are parts, steps along the way na ano eh, hindi, it's not that fun. It's not, you know. So I'll ask that question kung may ganun din bang moments along your career.
Definitely. Madami. And I think that's what will differentiate you from being parang amateur versus professional. Parang a professional will be able to overcome the challenges.
Mm-hmm.
Parang hindi siya setback for you. But parang you love the work so much that it is worth going through the hard stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, meron namang ganong moments. I think hindi siya ever mawawala rin.
Oo nga.
Parang may bagong challenge, di ba? Parang as you grow your business or as I go further along in my career, meron at meron din. And the good thing or the opportunity na nakikita ko dun is that's the time to ask for help and connect with people then through the help that they give you. So, ano din siya, parang overall, it is an opportunity more than it is a setback.
It's a really good way to look at it.
Yeah.
So, natanong ko rin talaga yung kasi I think, especially me before, pag nakakausap ako ng taong they seem to be passionate about what they're doing, next, ang expectation ko sa kanila, wow, buti pa sila. Ang saya-saya nila sa ginagawa nila. Parang everyday, you know, everyday happy and jolly sila. Pero, yun yung passion na parang tunay na passion na, you know, even though may setbacks, it doesn't kill your motivation.
Mm-mm.
Kasi, well, talagang puro ups and, may ups and downs talaga.
Oh, hindi mawawala talaga yung downs.
Yes. So, next question is, how did it feel to receive an Emmy Award? And did you know to yourself you would receive one after so many years of just doing it?
I mean, hindi siya. Nung natanggap namin yung award, ang daming mixed feelings. And I'm pretty sure like any first-timer siguro would feel this way na parang you've been working so hard for so many years na sanay kang hindi ka napapansin or walang recognition. Tapos biglang meron. Tapos parang for a brief period of time, all eyes on you. Parang mas self-conscious ka bigla. So definitely parang along with the high and the joy, ang dami rin parang nag-increase din yung self-doubt ko, nag-increase din yung parang self-consciousness ko. So it's good. It has done so many good things for my career for sure though. So again, parang it was my job to get over my mental blocks to be able to use this win as something that's really purely good for me instead of it being parang, oh my gosh, I don't want to win. Kasi mali din naman yung parang mindset na walang goals, di ba? Parang we all want to achieve things. So it was really nice. And I think yung best part is yung it really made my family proud. And parang it was really parang naging na-solidify na it was worth it for me to leave home. And na-solidify lahat ng challenges na parang when I have doubts, I realize na okay, if it led up to this, then we're doing the right thing.
Napareha ako dun sa goals kasi ano eh, meron akong recent experience with that. Kasi for me, yung partner ko, yung girlfriend ko, every time natatanong niya ako about goals, I feel uncomfortable. Pero it was just a difficult like reality for me to face na wala pa akong siniset na goal para sa sarili ko and para sa amin. And so ngayon meron na. And ngayon ko lang na-realize talaga yung importance ng goal, ng may goal ka. Kasi parang your goal is your why. Oh my God. That's also one of the reasons why I think you would be able to go through the downs. Kasi mm-hmm. you have a reason to move forward.
Oh. So especially that's really helpful. If it involves other people outside of you. Kunwari, like, if maging successful ang business mo, that means you can help more people. You can help your family. You can raise a family, mga ganun. So it, the moment na parang it's outside of just you, dun talaga siya magiging parang it will help with the really hard times.
Yung kasi parang naging trap sa akin of chasing my passion, figuring out my passion. Parang nakafocus lang ako sa ano ba yung masaya ako pag ginagawa ko. So masaya ako kapag serving customers. I never knew na okay sa akin yun kasi all my life, throughout my career, ang naging work ko is, call center and then freelancer as a VA. Ngayon lang ako nag-manual labor talaga. Yung talagang pagod kung pagod. And na-enjoy ko siya. Na-enjoy ko. Pero, it's not sustainable kung nakafocus lang ako doon. And it might be detrimental pa nga kung nakafocus ako, uy, masaya ako dito, titimpla ako kape. Pero kung ako as a business owner, hindi mag-grow yung business kung nandun lang ako. Kasi kailangan kong mag-level up sa mga tasks na ginagawa ko. So ngayon may employees na kami.
Nice.
And we're trying to focus on other things pa. So it's really important to have goals.
Yes. And to always aim for improvement. Kasi parang ang boring ng plateau, di ba?
Oo, at some point talaga, ma-feel mo yung yung monotony.
Oo.
So if parang ina-expect mo at anything that you do, laging mataas yung emotion and passion mo, parang that's a way to disappoint yourself.
Yeah, or I guess balance din. Parang learn to take breaks, learn to enjoy when it's plateau, tapos after a while, okay, sige, let's aim for the next.
Pero important.
Diba?
Important din yung breaks. And since I mentioned mo na, I would like to parang ask you about it. So, in your career, talagang consistency diba? Mm-hmm. But at some point, like we mentioned, even though gusto mong ginagawa mo, may times na you'll face down times.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it can be multiple reasons. Pero sometimes it can mean na kailangan mo lang magpahinga eh. Alam mo yun, yung nag-stick sa akin yung pagpagod ka, magpahinga ka, huwag ka mag-quit. So what is like your form of pahinga throughout your career? Pag parang feeling mo na ba-burnt out ka na or feeling mo it's not that, your passion is not that high anymore?
I like to meditate. For me, parang it helps rest. Kasi a lot of my pagod is very much nasa utak ko. So I get overwhelmed or I overthink things. And when I meditate, parang dun ako natutulungan to rest my racing brain. But I think the beauty of being a freelancer din is, kunyari, kumain ka for a certain project, tapos natapos mo na, meron kang freedom to rest. So usually, like actually ngayon, kakatapos ko lang ng feature film na I'm co-scoring with my husband. Kakatapos pero hindi pa siya talagang tapos. But iniisip na namin, like how are we gonna take up or celebrate, I think is a better term. Parang how are we gonna celebrate this achievement? Parang pwede kayong mag-road trip. Pwede kang wag mag-work for a week. Yung mga ganun. Parang little breaks. And then, I also like to go see friends, exercise, a lot of things that parang just like alter my current state. Kasi when I'm working, ano siya eh, work tulog almost. Parang hindi ako lumalabas, hindi ako nakikipagkita. Tapos, pagtapos na, parang babawi na lang ako. Pero parang that for me is also very restful when I get to see my friends and family. So, yun. And
pero sorry to interrupt. Pero na-feel mo before na parang you always have the need to compose?
Uh-oh.
Or practice?
Yes, and I've definitely burned myself out. Parang minsan din masyado akong strict sa sarili ko. So, I've learned to acknowledge, I guess, kapag pagod na ako. And I allow myself to take breaks. Noon kasi, hindi man bawal, pero I look down on it pag wala akong ginagawa. Parang kailangan parating may product.
Uh-oh.
But then I realized, pumapangit din yung product pag hindi ka nakapahinga. So, it's actually for the betterment of the work when you take a break. So, yeah.
And that's parang for creatives, there's a reason why good ideas come in the shower.
Kasi
in the shower, you can't bring your laptop, you can't bring your phone. It's just you with you and your thoughts. So parang yun yung rest mo. That's mm-mm. why parang yung shower thoughts, well, na-experience ko na rin yun eh. Like one of the greatest like marketing tactics para sa business namin. Like naisip ko habang naliligo sa shower. Na-experience mo rin yun for sure, no?
Mostly pag naglilinis ako. So dun siya lumalabas. Pero tama ka, din nga siya parang wala masyado yung pressure, I guess, to deliver. Parang naka-activate lang yung more casual mindset mo. Tapos dun nga lumalabas yung, or dun mo na-realize na masyado mo palang kinakomplicate yung mga bagay. Parang simple lang naman yung solution.
So very relatable. So, yes. My next question is like, so, na-mention ko na there's something about consistency. And for you, something as simple as, narinig ko to in one of the podcasts that you guested in, like, you always bring CDs that you hand over to people and friends. So, you mentioned up till now, ginagawa mo pa rin siya?
Ngayon hindi na, kasi hindi na uso ang CD.
Uh-huh.
So, meron na ako. The version now is my QR code. Pero I think wala nang direct equivalent yung CDs. More of, you know, a QR code where I direct them to my website and links to my work.
Pero it's consistently letting people know about your work.
Yeah. And I think it's just a matter of just going out, meeting new people, regardless of like whatever they do. I think ultimately nga naman, like I said, at the core, like I just like connecting with people. So whether it brings work or not, I think I just enjoy it. And sometimes, you know, like I said, like we connect over music, and it's not always my music that I'm sharing. I'm sharing music by my favorite artists, ganyan, and then we create a relationship or a friendship through that, and never know. And I think that's the sometimes that's the best way to find work is if we're working with people na ka-vibes mo na talaga or alam mo pareho kayo ng approach in life. So yeah, making friends, I guess that's the ano, just make friends.
na mention mo in one also in one of the podcasts na you used to be an assistant.
Yes, yeah.
And throughout that nagkaroon ka ng mentor, is that right?
Yes.
So how did having a mentor like affected your life and career simula ever since?
I mean, I think more than school, having a mentor is the most parang useful to your career. Kasi I've had a few mentors in my life and iba-iba yung advice that they direct me towards. Like some are more big life advice, some are more like technical advice. And I think yung importance nun is kasi you can personalize your questions. You can really ask very specific questions. And then more so, since they're your mentors, parang you know na sila, they've already done the work. So you can trust din the advice that they give you. Huwag ka rin naman mag-mentor with someone who na you don't admire. Kasi it will be hard to believe the advice that they give you if hindi ka naman parang if you don't look up to their work or the their kind of their style of work. So I think it's also important to choose your mentors. But definitely ang dami kong natutunan from my mentors and I highly recommend reaching out to someone na idol mo. You never know, like will most people naman are willing to teach, diba? So yeah.
The worst thing lang naman is ma-ignore or no. So yun lang naman.
Oh. And pero, I think sa creative field, since we're so reliant on people, most creative people are willing. So
pero you've experienced being said no?
Yes, actually. And pero it wasn't like a hard no, parang wala lang siyang time tapos nag-send siya ng parang packet of teachings, readings. So at least hindi rin siya complete no. Pero yeah, I've had a lot of no's also. Yeah, but I think mentorship talaga is very important. And since I have benefited so much from it in my career, that's something that I also want to do for other young composers na. I want to also be a gateway for people to succeed in this field. So that's another thing that I'm really passionate about.
So sa mga aspiring musicians, Denise is here.
Yes, no, I stick to that. Like I really, really, I love sharing information, knowledge, and seeing people shine.
And speaking of aspiring musician, so learning versus doing. So, na mention mo rin na you didn't really formally studied music, is that right?
Yeah, until recently.
Pero nauna yung doing.
Yes.
Tapos saka mo lang parang decided na pag-aralan talaga.
Yes.
So, how is that for you, like learning versus doing?
I love it. I mean, I love the trajectory that I took na I started doing first and then learning it. Kasi I think naging solid for me yung what do I like to do? Who am I? Versus me being told what to do, which what I would have gotten kung nag-aral muna ako. So I really enjoyed figuring it out. Para then when the time came na nag-attend na ako ng school, I already knew what questions I had, like what challenges to address. Hindi yung, parang feeling ko mas nasulit yung binayad kong tuition. Kasi parang it really just helped level me up imbis na imbis na dun ako nagsimula. So, yeah, I recommend it. Pero, honestly, ultimately, the end goal is to keep learning, whether it's by doing or by going to school. Just constantly try to learn new things. So, I think that's just my life motto, is just always try to get better by learning and doing.
Pero parang ano na solidify mo yung, may napakinggan akong podcast, like yun din ang kanyang parang preferred method, do first. And ang reasoning niya is, kapag kasi may ginawa mo na and then you studied, meron kang point of reference sa mga, yun nga, like you said, sa mga tinatanong mo, mas nasulit mo yung pag-aaral dahil meron kang point of reference upon doing it. Para, sa atin kasi, or most of the time, baliktad, like we're so afraid of taking the step, taking action. Kumbaga parang over-analysis and to the point na, well, na-experience ko to the point na wala ka nang ginawa. Puro analysis ka na lang. He recommended dun sa pinakinggan kong podcast, like, do first and then read books. So, kung sa business, mag-business ka muna, saka magbasa. Kasi ngayon, meron ka ng point of reference sa mga nababasa mo, natututunan mo.
Kasi ma-overwhelm ka din eh, kapag puro theory muna, diba?
Oo.
Para hindi mo siya ma-relate sa buhay mo. So, maganda nga yung may point of reference, for sure.
And then, another one for aspiring musicians. So, what's your advice to someone wanting to build their career, whether in music or other things they're passionate about?
I think two things na napag-usapan na natin ngayon is like, never stop learning. And another one is to never stop connecting with people. Kasi, like I said, no matter what kind of work, life is not isolated. Parang it's always going to involve other people, and when you welcome other people into your work, parang mas nagiging fruitful lang siya. So on top of it making you better, parang mas buo lang yung feeling, parang mas ano siya, mas enjoy. So I think those two is my advice, and it's also what I try to live up to every day. Parang, kasi it's easy for me to isolate myself, and there are moments that I do. I believe in balance, so I use the time of isolation to learn, and I use the time of non-isolation to connect. So I think it's a good, parang put those two together, you're on the right path. Especially, I think, for musicians, kasi a big part of what we do is being good at what we do, diba? So, it takes practice. So, it takes isolation and discipline. But then, if hindi mo yun in-introduce sa mundo, hindi wala rin. Ano siya, parang saan siya mapupunta. So it has to be a little bit of both. Balance.
Mga, kahit ganda-ganda na ng gawa mo, sa'yo lang siya maganda. Nobody knows about it.
Exactly. But what's the point?
Jump in topic. So, before you went to the US, parang, the common Filipino kasi is, I'm not sure if anong year ka pinanganak, pero uso rin naman noon pa, lalo na noon, yung mag-ibang bansa to earn money. Pero in your case, it wasn't, hindi siya ganun scenario. Like, you didn't plan, di ba, on staying in US. So it was, you went there to learn music.
Yes.
And then, how did that look like?
I think, this is aligned with what I've been trying to say na parang if you're seeking for improvement, it will take you to the right places. So, the reason I came to LA was to improve on my skills. And it brought me to a job here na nag-end up na nag-stay ako. Pero if I think my goal wasn't to get a job here, my goal was to just get better, and I trust na wherever I end up in, if I am an improved version of myself, I'll be fine. Nagkataon lang na there were available jobs and they were willing to hire me. So I changed my life plan because of that. But the reason I took those jobs was because it was gonna help me get better. So kung hindi naman siya yung type of job that I felt like was a place for me to thrive, I would have probably not taken it. But it was a place where, I mean, I was gonna work with my idols, so I wanted to take it and learn from the best. So even though hindi ko pinlano that I'll end up staying here, I've been here for what, 9 years na yata, versus the plan na parang 2 years lang. Throughout that whole, like, the 9 years and moving forward, it's still, like, the goal for me is to still get better at what I'm doing. So, yeah.
Were your parents always supportive of, you know, your plans and your career and what you're doing?
I think it was hard to convince them. And that's why isa ring factor, kaya rin sinigurado ko na it was lucrative, was to convince them na parang, okay, huwag kang matakot that I'm quitting my job, yung previous job ko, because this is how much I'm making now. And then I think supportive naman sila with me getting better. And when they saw na yung life dito of a composer was very much like career driven talaga siya, I think they really pushed more support towards me. So it took a while, but I think it was also what motivated me to keep doing this, is to like get their full support. And obviously now they're super supportive and very happy that they made that decision.
Natanong ko yun kasi sometimes, lalo na parents, di ba? Ang hirap makuha yung full support nila, and medyo common na naririnig ko is parang kung sino pa yung taong malapit, sila pa yung parang medyo against. Pero nagigets ko na ngayon. Kasi they're just worried, di ba? They love us, they're worried about us, they want to make sure na we're gonna be okay. And sometimes we take it the wrong way na ayoko na, hindi nyo ako susuporta.
I mean, natutunan ko rin yan na parang para kang nag-thesis defense eh. Parang kailangan mo din i-defend decisions mo, di ba? Parang they're there to help you figure out kung tama ba yung decisions that you're making. And sometimes they play devil's advocate because they need to. Para lang talaga ma-solidify mo for yourself na tama yung ginagawa mo. So, I think it was very helpful na they weren't sisimula. They weren't like, yes, go, mag-aral ka, mag-pursue mo yan. Hindi sila ganun. But I think it really helped me in making the decisions that I need to make. Kasi I needed to prove something to them.
Pero hindi siya yung parang papatunayan ko sa inyo mga ganun.
Hindi naman eh. Hindi kasi, yung parang may galit.
Yung makikita nyo. You'll see. You'll see.
Hindi siya ganun. More of parang gentle push.
Pero most of the people na yun yung lalo yung mga podcast na pinakikinggan ko, they sometimes share stories na yun yung naging drive nila. Pero they understood how it's not good. It worked for them. Pero na-understood nila na, okay, my parents just wanted what's good for me. So, a really good advice is, na narinig ko, whatever you have right now, use it. Mm-hmm. Kumbaga, sa kanya, nag-work para sa kanya yung yung, hindi, galit. May konting galit siya sa parents niya. Pero, ginamit niya yun as fuel.
Yes.
Pero ang mahalaga, na-realize niya rin afterwards na bakit ganun yung parents niya sa kanya.
Exactly. Fuel, yun nga, turning the parang challenges into opportunities, di ba?
Mm-mm.
So, gamitin mo yung galit. I mean, madami akong galit towards other things in the world.
Mm. It doesn't have to be galit, di ba? Kung, ingay, whatever you have right now, kung if it's passion, if it's happiness towards what you're doing, use it. Kumbaga, yun yung parang moral lesson na natutunan ko sa podcaster na to. And yes, it's very useful para sa akin, lalo na ngayon. So, kasi nawalan ako ng fuel. So, na-depresso, nawala na yung passion ko na naman, kasi ilang, nakakailang ulit na.
Oh. Wala.
And so, ngayon, ang fuel ko ngayon is yung goal na sinet namin.
Yeah, and sometimes din, di ba parang you doubt if tama ba to?
Yes,
pero, pero di ba the only way to either confirm or deny the doubt is to do it? So parang just do it.
Parang kasi ano, we're too afraid of being wrong.
Oo.
Na exactly. We don't get to be right.
Oo, exactly. Parang mas okay na yung marami kang mali if it leads to may tama kang ginawa.
Ganda nun.
As long as it doesn't harm other people.
Siyempre. And so my next question for you, like, what is your message to your teenager self?
Oh wow. Long pause. Teka. Ano ba? I think kasi yung teenager self ko, I actually look up to her for some reason more than kasi she was very parang brave, not brave, pero parang I was so proactive when I was a teenager. Parang baliktad nga yata dapat eh. Yung teenager self ko was always daring. Yon, that's the word. Was very daring. And ngayon, yung version ko of myself has a little bit more fear kasi ang dami ko nang napagdaanan since then. So I feel like I would reverse. I would actually ask my teenage self to come back to life. Parang don't care too much about what other people think. Mas ganun ako before. So I think I would actually try to emulate more of her now.
It's really interesting, ah. Kasi for me, it's the opposite.
Talaga? Ano nangyari?
Kasi for me, so nung dati, I was obese. Hindi sobra, pero mataba. And I was too focused on being accepted by friends, by other people. So, nung, I have to face it. Nung teenage life ko, I was a party goer. Pero, okay, for the sake of socializing, say, yung family namin is a broken family. My parents weren't really that attentive. And I understand now na they were just dealing with their own stuff na mahirap talaga. So, ang nangyari tuloy sa akin, naging malaya ako. I had too much freedom for my own good. So, party, hindi ako nauwi. Madalas.
Okay.
And yun yung naging buhay ko eh, trying to be accepted by friends and other potential friends. So, nung naging kami ng girlfriend ko, nagtataka siya lagi. Every time we go to the mall, lagi ako may nakakasulubong na kakilala. Sabi, ang dami mong kakilala.
Dami ko.
Oo. Na sa akin, hindi naman ganun ang dating. Kumaga, ganun yung buhay ko dati. Lagi akong maraming nakakainuman. Pero, looking back, lalo na nung nag-decide ako na mag-lose ng weight, I used to hate, you know, my old self, yung teenager self ko. Which is why sobrang surprising sa akin itong sinasabi mo. Pero at some point, na-realize ko rin naman na yung teenage self ko kung who I was before, like, only did with what he had at the moment. Like, ganun. So, parang, well, at some point, siya rin naman yung nag-decide magbago, eh, di ba?
Oo nga,
so,
yeah.
so, parang, much compassionate na ako about, you know, yung teenager self ko.
You're more graceful na towards that version of you.
Mm-hmm.
Graceful, gracious, sorry, gracious.
Pero sobrang totoo ako sa iyo kasi it's the complete opposite. You look up to your teenage self.
It's weird nga, ano? So parang, I guess, baliktad nga yung naging trajectory ko na noon, I guess, I was oblivious to the challenges. Parang ignorance is bliss, di ba? So, noon, go lang ako nang go. Kasi parang, what could go wrong? Tapos, things went wrong. Tapos yung version ko ngayon is parang so hyper aware of what could go wrong. So takot ako. So I'm trying to be more like a little bit back to the oblivion, I guess.
Okay. So my next and second to the last question is, what is your message to the world?
I think be more open, I think, is one of the bigger parang things that I could wish I could, that I wish I could tell people more regularly. In general, parang be more open to people outside of your circle and be more open to mindsets that are as different from yours. And yung openness talaga na yun is like full on trying to understand the other. And I think then kaya I'm so drawn to filmmaking. Kasi it helps people see perspectives that aren't necessarily part of theirs. So, I think when you're more open, mas it kind of triggers a little bit the way you think, which is very healthy. Kasi I think it's for us to live full lives, parang it has to involve growth. And when you're open, there is more growth. So same thing also when it comes to filmmakers and producers, parang be more open to telling different stories. Be more open to hiring underrepresented people. And I think that it's a risk, but it's a high reward risk also when people are more open to thought patterns that are different from theirs. So, yeah.
So it's like, be open to understand. Kasi it's easy to be open and then pag ito na yung mga ideas different than yours, naging defensive ka, natitrigger yung ego mo, mga ganun, di ba?
So be exactly, be more open to understanding the other person.
That's really nice. So thank you, Denise. For people that want to find more of your work, where can they find you?
I am everywhere. So I think the best place is my website for now, denise-santos.com. And doon nandun yung links ko to my Instagram, my Twitter, Facebook. But it's a good jumping off point. So my website would be good.
Okay, guys. So you know where to find Denise. And so kala ulit mag thank you for Denise for sharing your time with us. And very interesting point of view and perspective. Lalo na yung sa looking up to your teenage self. So really, thanks, Denise.
Thanks,
hope
Andy.
You guys find some really good nuggets in this episode. And until next episode, peace.